Welcome to The Author Show, where we feature new authors and books, from fiction to self-help and everything in between. You'll find it all at theauthorshow.com. That's theauthorshow.com. And now let the show begin.
Hi, this is The Author Show, and I'm your host, Linda Thompson. If you had to choose between hostility and hatred and doing what you knew was the right thing, which would you choose? In John Schaefer's debut novel, A Northern Rebel, we learn of a man who had to make that choice. So we're going back in time to the days right before the Civil War to learn more about John's story. John, welcome to The Author Show.
Well, thank you very much, Linda. I'm happy to be here.
John, will you please give us a quick overview of A Northern Rebel?
Sure. Well, A Northern Rebel takes place in the Old South at the onset of the Civil War, and it concerns Jameson Hartford, who is the hero of the book, and his wife Abigail. They return to their home in South Carolina to claim his inheritance, which is the Serenity Plantation, where he wants to free all his workers, all his slaves. And what he thinks is going to be easy turns into a very difficult situation because he encounters hostility and hatred from friends, family, even his whole town as he tries to free his slaves. And then through the ordeal, he meets and falls in love with Delilah, which is one of his female slaves, which further complicates the volatile situation. And he's outnumbered, he's alone, and he sacrifices everything to try to liberate Delilah and her people while he's facing these confrontations, the treachery, and even threats of death.
Very interesting. So tell me, what served as the inspiration for your storyline in A Northern Rebel?
Well, it goes all the way back probably to when I was in grammar school and I was learning about the Civil War and slavery and wondered why people had to have slaves. Why couldn't they just hire people like other normal people do? And I questioned it and was told, well, it was free labor. And then I said, well, you know, if I owned a plantation, I would have freed everybody. And I was told by my teacher, I wouldn't have been allowed to do that. And you wonder when you're young, when you hear like, I'm doing the right thing, but I'm not going to be allowed to do it. And I kept that kind of just in the back of my mind. And then years later, if we fast forward to when I'm in high school and college and the civil rights movement is going strong. And I went to a lot of civil rights meetings and tried to see what I could do to help. And I brought this topic up that I said, what do you think would have happened if somebody at the time of the Civil War, and when they had slaves in the South, whether they would have been allowed to free their slaves? And we had a really interesting conversation, but the general consensus was, no, he would have either have been ostracized, jailed, or killed, but he would not have been allowed to do it. And I still never believed that if you try to do the right thing, that you can't succeed. So I had kind of had the idea in my mind. And interestingly enough, when I couldn't sleep at night, I started writing the story in my mind. And I probably had 70, 75% of the book written in my head before I ever attempted to write the story.
That is really great. So while you were writing A Northern Rebel, were you picturing any particular type or age group of reader?
Well, I think I tried to write it so that it would appeal to a very wide range of people. I wrote it to make it a fast-paced and a quick read because I like books that move along. I don't like a book that gets bogged down, so I tried to keep it moving. There's a lot of twists and turns in the plot, and there's a hero there who tries to succeed against all odds, and a romance where two unlikely people meet and fall into what is considered at that time a forbidden love. It also is probably going to appeal to, you know, people that cheer for the underdog and people that hate racism and look for justice in an unfair world.
Well, you've written a lot in your career, mostly short promotional sales pieces and also music. Did that impact how you wrote your book?
I think it helped. You know, funny because I never thought I could write a book. You know, I thought, well, you have to have a good knowledge of grammar. You have to have, you know, no punctuation. When was the last time I knew punctuation? When I was in school. But I guess because I had written advertising pieces all my my life, I found it easy to sit down and just start going. And I did just that. I just sat down and kept writing. I mean, sometimes I found it difficult to stop the writing and go to bed.
Is A Northern Rebel similar to anything else we may have read?
You know, I looked at a lot of online and a lot of books to try to find something, but I think it's unique because it tackles the issue of slavery from a different point of view. Most novels are either about, like Gone with the Wind, which is about a family in the South, but it really doesn't deal with slaves, or there's a group of Northerners trying to free slaves, or there's the Southern slaves and the hardships they had to go through. But this is a book about somebody who lives there and is trying to abolish slavery. And he's trying to make a difference and change history. And I never found another book that was like that.
Are your characters modeled after people you know, or are they just pure imagination?
Well, I guess the hero's probably modeled after me because, like I said, if I had owned a plantation at that time in that area, I probably would have tried to free the slaves. I wouldn't have been able to keep them because I think it's wrong. But the other characters, a lot of, well, you know, sometimes you kind of model a character maybe after like an evil person, like an overseer after a boss that you didn't like, you know, or something like that. But everybody else is really fictional. I made them up.
Will Jameson and Delilah return to us in a sequel or perhaps a series?
I actually wrote the sequel already. It's called A Rebel's Road Home. I can't say too much because then you're going to know what happens in the first book if I tell you about the second book.
That's fair enough. So are you working on another book now?
I have an idea for another book. I haven't not started writing it yet.
Is the plantation house on your book cover a photo of a real one, or is it a graphic depiction?
Well, when I wrote it, I just described the plantation house the way I wanted to describe it. And then when I was looking for a cover, I found a picture of the Orton Plantation, which I believe is in Virginia, and it was painted by a Lee Weaver. And I tried to get a hold of the picture because I wanted to use it on the cover of the novel because it looks just like the mansion I described in the novel. And it was interesting because she had died. She had left the rights to her husband. He had died. And I'm like trying to, who owns the rights to this picture? And I uncovered her two sons. And I wrote to them. And they said, we'd be happy to have you use our mother's picture on your book. And so I used it.
That's great. So your book is in the category of historical romance. How much of A Northern Rebel is actual history?
Well, the plantation in the South, you know, the slavery, that issue and the start of the Civil War, it's historical. I mean, that's really what happened at that time. But the characters, that's all fiction.
John, even today, there are those who look down on mixed couples, and yet you have Jameson Hartford falling in love with one of his workers. Why did you take your story in that direction?
Well, it went in that direction because of the fact that when he met the slaves that were on his plantation, she was particularly, I guess, smart, clever, witty. She captured his imagination, I think, because his wife kind of turns against him because she doesn't want him to succeed either. So she turns against him and he almost gives up in the book. But he's fascinated by Delilah and the fact that she's so smart. And he realizes that if he doesn't help her, she'll just be a slave for the rest of her life and she'll never succeed at anything.
You mentioned Jameson's wife. Would it be giving too much away to ask what happened to Abigail, his first wife?
Well, if I do that, you'll know. Nah, okay. I can't do that. I'm sorry, but I can't do it.
All right, that's fair enough.
It gives too much away, yeah.
So what would you say, John, is the moral of the story in A Northern Rebel?
Well, I think the moral is if you believe in something, you should strive for that and you should not give up just because other people are telling you, oh, what you're doing isn't right. If what you're doing, you know, is right, you go for it.
John, will you please read a short excerpt from A Northern Rebel for our listeners?
Sure. Would you mind if I read two shorter excerpts?
Please do.
Because one's kind of more of a romantic one and one's kind of a more of an adventurous one. So I'm going to start with the romantic one. As Delilah reached for the papers, her hand touched Jameson's hand. They both stopped and looked at each other. He noticed how beautiful she was with her bright brown eyes that seemed to penetrate his very soul. She noticed the kindness in his handsome face and felt a definite kinship with him. A kind of electricity passed through them, and they were temporarily transfixed on each other. Neither one could fully explain it, but they both felt it. Being a little frightened, she pulled away, thanked him, and left for her camp. Jameson watched her leave. His eyes followed her until she vanished from view. He didn't even realize he was smiling. Upon her return, Delilah was still touching her hand where it had brushed against Jameson's. She could still feel the tingling and wondered what it meant. She looked up toward the mansion and smiled. She knew she dare not think such thoughts, but somehow could not help it. That's the kind of romantic one. And this is the more of the action one. Jameson had the horse at full gallop, dodging low-hanging tree limbs and jumping any obstacles in his path. The moonlight illuminated the road such as it was, but holes, fallen branches, and nocturnal creatures always posed a constant threat. The thick, humid air caused the sweat of his brow to roll into his eyes, making visibility even worse. Fog was rolling in to easily mask any trail he might be able to locate. The adrenaline was pumping through his veins as he raced onward. He was beginning to panic as fear for Delilah's safety welled up inside of him. Nothing was going to stop him from finding and saving her. Nothing.
Wow.
That's it.
So where can we learn more about you, about your sequel, and most of all, where can we purchase A Northern Rebel?
Well, the best place is my website. It's johnjschafer.com. It has both my books and a music CD on there that you can also read about. And on there, you'll learn more about the books, why I wrote them, and behind-the-scenes information about the characters and such.
And can we purchase the books from your website?
Yes, the books are available to purchase from my website. They're also available at other online locations, too, but I'd like everybody to go to my website.
We've been talking with John Schaefer, author of A Northern Rebel. John, you've written a book that I just know is going to be popular with our audience. I'm fascinated with your storyline and can't wait to see what happens next for Jameson and Delilah. When you release your next book, will you please come back and chat with us again?
I sure will. I really enjoyed it. Thank you very much.
John's book is unique as it is the first novel to tackle the issue of bondage from a different point of view, that of one of a man struggling to abolish evils of enslavement from within its own borders, confronting hostility from all sides, and attempting to prove that he can change history and make a profound difference. We all can make a profound difference if we're willing to take a stand, and I thank you for listening. The Author Show podcast may be accessed at any time by visiting theauthorshow.com, and selected interviews can also be found on major podcasting platforms such as Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, SoundCloud, and many more. Are you an author who would like to be featured on our show? Please visit theauthorshow.com and complete the interview request form so that we may contact you. Marketing is seldom easy for authors, and The Author Show is a great way to promote your work worldwide using a high-quality interview that can make a real impact. Please visit our site daily as we continue to introduce wonderful authors of very interesting books on The Author Show.
Thanks for listening to The Author Show. Find out more about authors and their work at theauthorshow.com. Theauthorshow.com. Tune in next time to another great author on The Author Show.